Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Thank you as we look into your word this morning. We think of 2 Corinthians 3:18, Lord, that we beholding as in a mirror your splendor, your goodness, your everything about your name. And I thank you in that we find our goodness. We find a good God. We find a good future. We find something good to ponder on and meditate on. So thank you, Lord, for just enlightening the scripture again to us so that it can be new, Father God, so that your love can be in our hearts to think about, meditate, and also to share and encourage others. And so also to just keep our attitudes and actions in line and relevant for this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, family. It's Psalm 99 and it's verse 3.
Let them praise your great and awesome name. Holy is he.
Hallelujah. Short and sweet, but so deep and so beautiful. Let them praise your holy name. It's so awesome. It's almighty. And when we think of a name, we need to just see it as it really is. It is everything about the person. So this is everything about our God. And we look in the beginning, when in creation, we see there that everything to do about our God, about our Father, about the Holy Spirit, about our Lord Jesus is beautiful. No lying. No sickness, that's no stealing, no killing. There was a lot of people taken out because they just weren't pleasing to the Father. But what I'm just pointing out is it's good things. Everything is just good. God had good intentions. Amen. From at the beginning, and then you know. Because of the deception that came in, and that we did see a lot of people taken out, earth swallowing them up, and God is not pleased with unrighteousness. He's a godly God, and therefore godliness satisfies him. And then when we see Jesus, God so loved the world, he sent his son, and we see Jesus again, we just see the beauty, the wisdom, the caring, the healing, the helping, the encouraging. That's what we see in Jesus' life. Amen. Just all beautiful. And then ultimately at the end, when he dealt with the past so that we can have a future. And that's that future is holy. God, everything about God is holy. He's separated unto what is good. And so now us coming out of darkness into the light, into the family, it's just the same. And therefore the word says, be holy as I am holy, or for I am holy. So, and then we think, hey, can we be holy? Because many times sin, unrighteousness, the wrong things are just pushed, and man is just about nothing. But that is a concept we've got to change. When we look into the mirror of this word, when we look at the glory of the Lord, as we prayed this morning, you are seeing splendor. You've seen answers for problems, light for darkness, blessings for curses. And I remember myself, I mean, I came to the Lord because I knew I'm a sinner. People had lost their life through me. I'd hurt many people, and consequently, you hurt yourself. What you sow, you reap. And that's why I surrendered and I came to the Lord, just because I knew I'm not what I'm supposed to be. But I didn't really expect, like, especially that scripture I prayed this morning, that so challenged me. And another scripture that challenged me was Jesus saying he's not ashamed to call us brethren because we are all of one source. And my whole mind had to change. I could hold, still believe I'm a sinner, still say I'm lost, I'm a sinner, or I could say, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, be in your love and in your word that reveals your love and reveals your name. I see I'm a new creation. And in your word, I see old things have passed away, and I need to now behold the new. Old things have passed away. Behold, all is new. And so all my thinking had to change. And then that wonderful scripture also, that just so touched my heart when I saw the goodness of God that's available to us. And then I perceived straight away that was what God intended from the very beginning. Let us make man in our image and likeness. He didn't make us to be little devils. He made us in his image and likeness. And then we were seduced by evil. And then we became little devils. And the scripture I'm speaking about is in Ephesians. I'll send it to you guys now again. It says we all, it talks about Jesus has been raised. Ephesians 4 verse 10, to fill all things. Then it goes on to talk about the apostles. Those were the first people that experienced God, and we see exactly what was necessary there, or they saw exactly what was necessary for us to come home and to be the children God made us to be. And then the pastors, prophets, teachers, evangelists. But the first I encourage, guys, is see what the apostles, the disciples of old, because lots of things from those disciples, from those apostles that recorded here in the word what we need to take hold of, and also in the book of Acts, the deception came in, and you see Peter, you see John, you see them all warn about wolves will come afterwards. So this beautiful gospel has been very, it's been, there's been a lot of deception that has come in since the apostles. They knew the truth. They walked with the living God. They experienced him in a powerful way. And we need to come back to that, because the scripture goes on to say, so that we all can come, we can be prepared for works of ministry, that we can come to the unity of the faith. And the unity of the faith is the knowledge of God, knowing God like he wants to know us, through revelation, through drawing close to him, like the disciples did. And then we all grow to a mature man. And I love the mature man. What's he say about the mature man? To the measure and the stature, the fullness of Christ. So guys, there is so much goodness available. And that's why our Father says it as well. Give us our daily bread, our daily sufficiency, our daily motivation, so that we can be everything God made us to be. So holiness is being separated unto the godliness, separated unto the good things, separated unto a God that loves us, paid the price for us, so we can come home now and we can develop on schedule. So be blessed as you arise and shine and develop on schedule in the presence of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.